The place many consider a vacation paradise rolled out the red carpet for President Obama. Large banners dangled off buildings and bridges on the road into Old San Juan, and construction workers stopped hammering to capture the moment. President Obama's visit was almost as fast as that speeding motorcade, just about 4 hours. Before visiting the historic governor's mansion and eating lunch at a local deli, Mr. Obama talked about Puerto Rico's economic challenges with its unemployment rate of more than 16%, and the issue of whether the island should remain a territory or become a state.
When the people of Puerto Rico make a clear decision, my administration will stand by you.
With 4.6 million Puerto Ricans on the mainland who can vote in a presidential election, more than the population on the island itself, many say this visit is also about politics, wooing an important voting bloc in key battleground states like Florida. That's how local political science professor Jose Pacheco sees it.
They are looking for votes of the Puerto Rican community. We have a big community in New York and other parts of the different states.
Puerto Ricans in the United
States. We heard the same thing around the cart of a street vendor.
Maybe he wants that the Puerto Rican vote for him.
The island's governor, Luis Fortunio, who gave the president a tour of his mansion, said the visit offered a chance to remind Washington of what they need and what they have to offer.
Now we want to be part of, you know, of the solutions that are being discussed in Washington.
As for politics,
How much do you think the president's visit here is part of his overall strategy to make sure that he can win over the hearts and minds of the people of Puerto Rico who live in the United States?
Well, of course, anything that happens anywhere, not just in Puerto Rico nowadays, will have an effect, political effect.
While the people of Puerto Rico cannot vote in a general election, what they can do is contribute cash. That's why President Obama held a fundraiser before flying back to Washington.